It's beautiful, Chagiga. We want to again thank Max and Simon and everyone else who helped out. And Bez Hashem, I guess one of these weeks we'll have a pizza lunch thing one of these days, and then you should save the date, Shabbat Zohar. That's when we have Shabbaton here. We have a Friday night meal together, usually in my apartment, and we have a Shalosh Shudas here. And even if you don't live here, we could probably, hopefully, maybe find you a place to stay, if you like to stay. And we usually have our own Megillah reading here in this Beis Medrash, the night of Purim. So those are, I guess, doing another save your date things. So, okay. But most important thing is the daily, you know, that's every day. Yeah, daily learning, daily Hazara, etc.
Okay. So what do we do? We saw the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in Simon Pei, where he's a staunch Rabbi Natan person. He says, you can't get clearer than that, on page 13. Hine anachnu kulanu, mevdinus eilu osi melocha be'erev Shabbos Kodesh, akarv l'shaa, O Gimel Rive Shah Kodam Seisa Kochavim. So it's clear that we hold like Rabbi Natan. Nimtzo Anutofsim Rav Telki, page 13 of Telki. Chasam Sofer says, we do Melacha. Gimel Rive Shah Kodam Seisa Kochavim. Nimtzo Anutofsim B'muchot Kishitas Rabbi Natan. And therefore, he says, Magabi Bris Mila also, page 13, with arrow, Rachel Shlita. We are, says Chasam Sofer, we are Rabbi Natan mix. Now, if you look in the Sefer Nivreshes, on page 19, there's a famous Sefer on Bein HaShmashos. In the Haskamah to that Sefer, you have a letter by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. He was the Rav of what? Yerushalayim. In the time of, what?
1901.
Yeah. You can look him up. Simon, Rav Nairin always likes to tell us when Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Yes. Yeah.
What was
it there, 35,
right?
No? Simon?
Died in
1932. So he writes on page 21 with the arrows.
1848.
The whole Zeus. Hadira Loma de Miyach and Elva Chama Meine. You hear what he says? To say that Bein HaShmasha starts when the sun sets, as soon as the sun goes below the horizon, it's difficult to say such a thing. Meaning what we do today, what we assume today, that Bein HaShmasha's, page 21, what we do today, packet Yudalos. Page 21. What we do today, that we hold that as soon as the sun dips below the horizon, that's Bein HaShmashos. He says, Kosher lo markein. It's fair to say like that. The Eichel Yechushu al Zeh Chazal Ligdor Bezeh. Asher al Kain. Hanira Dal Kopadim Zman Malachashki Sechama Vaday Adai Yom Boruhu. He says, after Shkia, it's still clearly day. Lefi Pashtus Hashas. So that's what we're going to have to see soon, the coming packet, that he claims, and we'll see the Gemara Dav Beis, that Shkia, this is the big discussion that we're going to have. What does Shkia mean? Does Shkia mean what? When the sun goes down? Well, maybe it means when the rays in the sky are going down. In other words, the sun going down is not necessarily Shkia. Maybe Shkia has to do not Shkia Sachama, but Shkia Sa'or. You hear that? Shkia Sa'or. You know, there's a famous piece from the Alter Rebbe. What does the Alter Rebbe say? What does the Alter Rebbe say? 4 minutes. 4 minutes after Shkia, well, Shkia Sachama, still might be Vadayon. Because the rays are still above the trees. You can still see the rays.
4 minutes after Shkia?
Yeah. What? Yeah, but just time, but the whole Holy Grail time, you don't know the Holy Grail. In other words, this we didn't even talk about yet, that we're going to, Bez Hashem, talk about it. And that is, whether Shkia means Shkia Sachama, or the Shkia means Shkia Sa'or. Meaning, something, Shkia means something is dipping, something is diminishing. So is it the ball of the sun, or is it the rays of the sun? No, the chalon, yeah, it has to do a little with the chalon, but that's the shkia shni of Rabbeinu Tam, that it passes the chalon. So he says, it's shver su zogim, says Rav Yosef Chaim, that when the sun sets, that it has any halachic significance. Because Lamaisa, if the sun is above the horizon or below the horizon, from that time when it goes from above to below, it's still shooting up the same rays. So it happens to be it's below the horizon. Azma. So he says, therefore he thinks that Shum Davar, so the body would say, Shum Davar. Meaning, he doesn't think it's, not that he follows this Shita. Everybody holds that you have to, you know, once the sun sets, like, you have to treat those men as shmoshos. That's clear. It's just that phrase. I didn't mean that he follows that. But he's saying, no, he doesn't think, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld thinks that, no, there's no difference between before the sun sets and after the sun sets. When the rays start diminishing, that's something. Because we're going to see, the pasuk says in Pashas Emor, "Uvo Hashemesh v'Toher," which means when the Shemesh is Shokeya. So there's going to be a discussion on that base. We're going to see, does that mean Bias Shimsho or Bias Oro? Does that mean the coming or the setting of the sun, or is the setting of the Or? So he thinks we'll have to learn the sugya, and we'll see. But he thinks that has to do something with the Bias Orum. And therefore, just because the sun sets, the aura is still the same. Right? For just going a little bit down, the aura is still shooting up its rays.
We hold that when we talk about the year, we talk always about Sof here, right?
Who's we? Who's what? What do you mean?
What we are knowing today,
when you say Shkia, yes.
That means Sof here, right? That the Kama is completely there on my name.
Yeah. That's what we supposedly mean right to say.
So he says four minutes later.
Who says?
Minchas Kohen.
No. Minchas Kohen, nothing. No. I said the Alter Rebbe says, we're not even up to that yet. I'm just throwing it in now, just as a teaser. But the Alter Rebbe says that it's not the Shkia Sacham, it's the Shkia Sa'or from the top of the trees. But that's diminishing. So then that's and that will take 4 minutes. So he might hold before 4 minutes still Vadayom. I'll tell you a story. we were once driving to the... So, Lemaisa, I mean, Lemaisa, you know, we don't do this. We don't get, we start a little do malacha by shkia, what we call shkia. I mean, v'shasa. I know a friend who was, who had a, you know, he went over the shkia, you know, so we don't do that. But he, so the shaila is whether, you know, does he need kapara, does he not, you know. Once we had a shaila, we were going to the Lower East Side on a Friday afternoon, and there was some thing with a tractor trailer, and we got stuck, and we were able to park the car 2 minutes before shkia. So that was, we got it before shkia. But a friend of mine once had it more like 2 minutes after shkia. So if you're holding like Rabbeinu Tam, even though the minig from the Satmar Rebbe is not to hold like Rabbeinu Tam Lekula in America. But the Alter Rebbe had this 4 minute thing, so we'll have to see more what it is. Yeah.
Well, how about three? Like, they can come and not feel.
Okay, so. Okay, right. So we didn't learn what Dei Tzachama is yet. So I can't answer this question until we go through what Alos HaShachar is, what Dei Tzachama is. I want to do that. Shaila is whether we're going to do that. Well, we'll do it. Okay. Your question is that how come you don't have the same thing? You know, how come there's no Shaila when Dei Tzachama is? If Shkia, all these different shitas. So he's asking what Netzachama Kukhara means, Lekuli Alma, that the sun is coming above the horizon. So why shouldn't Shkia mean the same thing? But it's not such a... Because the question that others ask is how come there's no Ben HaShmashas in the morning? That's a big question.
There is somewhat of a Ben HaShmashas.
No. We don't say 3/4 mil in the morning.
There's a lot that has been walking for a minute.
Yeah, but the pashas is after Alos HaShachar is Vada Yom. It's just a din derabbanan that we wait till Leit Tacham. So how come? The big question is, I wasn't going to talk about it today, and I'm not talking about it today. But I'll mention that's a question that's discussed. That we should make a packet maybe about this. How come there's no Bein HaShmoshos in the morning? How come Alos HaShachar is Vada Yom? It's a din rabbanan. It's a chashash, but it's not. There's no suffik yom pasha, so no suffik yom suffik lail. Or maybe is that not true? Maybe there is, and we just never heard about it. But yeah, right. But that's because we didn't know when she saw it. But that. You see, Beinah Shmoshes means we know exactly when it was, but Al Pidin, we don't know if that time is considered Yom Halayla. The thing we had in the Nida Shir is you didn't know when it was. So it's different. So what is he writing? Al Shalkein Hanira Dal Kopanim Zman Ma Lachashkiya Sakama Zman Ma Lach Vaday Adayin Yom Baruhur Fi Pashtus Hashas Reish Brochon Sarkam Bias Oro. He says, Zman man, it means there's some amount of time, not just a second, after Shkia that it's still Vada Yom. Vasos Achrobza, Olchad Vishishit, Chadosh, Vishikol Adas, Yishim Asir, Gdorva, Shabolo, Vatarcha, Morishon, Eidu, Migidri, Vada Nochon, Laman, the Efshel, Lahachmir, Kol Hashit is Bzeh. He says, I'm not going to be Machriya. So we should try to fulfill all the Shitas. Do you have a chumash? Chumash. So, what does it say, chumash? You know, Rav Soloveitchik gave these Yortzeit Shiurim. You ever hear of the Yortzeit Shiurim?
He gave Yortzei Shiurim. I probably discussed it once at the Friday night table, right? So he gave Yortzei Shiurim twice a year. Once for his father's Yortzei. When was that? What? Gimel Shvat. And then an Adar was for the Yortzei of his mother, wife, and brother. The one in Gimel Shvat was in Yiddish, and the one in Adar was in English. And they were very exciting. Everyone came from all over. I remember I was still an MTA when the Lamport Auditorium? That whole auditorium was packed, full. Couldn't get a seat. And then it was piped into the Zeisman Base Medrash, also packed, the whole... And I think also Morgan Shul. But those two I could say for sure. I saw the whole Lamport packed and the whole Base Medrash packed. And basically, the Shiurim were more Archaim Shiurim. One year he gave a Nezikin, an Osios Niklas B'Mesira. I think Rav Shefa mentioned that was harder for people because you have to pick a topic that everyone's familiar with, you know, Kiddush, Abdullah. And one year he gave him Bein HaShmoshes. They're printed in the Shiur Mosech Abba Mari. That's the name of the Sefer. But that's not such a popular Sefer. Because the Shiurim took 3-4 hours, and this was a transcript of the Shiurim, written in like a more modern type of Hebrew. And most of you probably never even looked in the Sefer once in your life. The Shiur Mosech Abba Mari. You do.
Two volumes,
yeah.
Harsh words.
Excuse me?
Harsh words.
I don't mean to be hard. I don't mean to be hard. But I'm just saying the Metzius, I don't think most of you probably ever used. If I'm saying wrong, you correct me. You've used it, but I think most of them, because you have to sit and read pages and pages and pages, you know what I mean? So the Shiur on that, he wants to say, what's the suffix about Bein HaShmoshes? So he claims that it's a question of the two psukim. Because one pasuk says, Vayera Elokim Sa'or Ki Tov. Vayera Elokim Ben'or Ve'Nechoshech. Vayera Elokim La'or Yom, La'choshech Kara Laila. So that pasuk indicates that what is day? What is day? Light. But then I have another, and Choshech is night. But then I have another pasuk. He says, Vayasal ki mishnei ha-ma'oros ha-gdolm es ha-mor ha-godol l'msheles ha-yom ves ha-mor ha-kotol l'msheles ha-layla. That the mor ha-godol, that's the sun, is the daytime. So that I think he says, so that's contradictory. Because one pasuk says the definition of day is light. The other pasuk says the contradiction, that the definition of day is the sun. So he said, well, what if the sun sets, but it's still light? When sun sets, so he says, that's Bein HaShmoshes. And what's the suffix? 1 second. And what's the suffix? And the suffix is whether, which is the definition, which pasuk? One pasuk mashma that the light is constitutes day, and the other pasuk says, no, the seeing of the sun. So when the sun sets, if you assume the Bein HaShmoshes starts right away, so the setting of the sun, it's still light, but there's no sun visible. So maybe that's goof of the suffix.
That should be the same other way.
Yeah, that should be the same in the morning. Right. So we'll see what the answer to that question. But that maybe only works with the Grah, but with the Rabbeinu Tam, it's harder to say that shot. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, even when the sun sets, it's still Vadayom. So within the Grah, maybe you could say that's what he wanted to say. That was his yours issue, that the suffix is which pasuk to follow. It seems to be a contradiction. That was his...
Even in Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you could say that the same Shkia is some sort of quality is different. That's the way they...
Yeah, you could say. It's harder. But you could say that also. Until it passes the chalon, you know, so then it's still like the ki'ilu, the sun is visible. Okay. But that's his, yeah. Now, take a look in the Kuntres Debei Shimshi on page 23.
Who wrote that? What? The Pre-Chadosh. Yeah. Now, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was very into the Pre-Chadosh. I think Dr. Mordechai Cohen, I think, told me he said Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he never saw a bad svara in the Pre-Chadosh. Pre-Chadosh is usually very glatt. So the Pre-Chadosh has a piece here, page 23, about who he thinks whether we should follow Rabbeinu Tam or not. So he quotes, he says, Kosov B'Sefer Nu. What? Milchus Kohen. You know, Kosov B'Sefer Milchus Kohen, Perkei, Sheimeinu Boki B'Shir. Zman Ben HaShmoshos. Afilu Mistakam Bokim Lo Shum Kochov, Havi Sovik Ben HaShmoshos. Afilu Nolot Tinov B'Yad Acha Shkia, Kadirin Adayim Lo Higiyah Zman Ben HaShmoshos. If you're not sure, so you gotta assume l'chumra. Maybe the mechuvah d'afal pi shelo yesham boki and kol kamu the pshita leshanola biyom achar somach l'shkias achamba malan osol l'ches. He says no. He says the Pre-Chadosh says that if you don't know for sure, once the sun sets, you have to be, if you're not sure when Ben HaShmoshos is, you have to treat it like Ben HaShmoshos. He said, no, if you know for sure that a baby was born right after after Shkia, then for sure, that's called Yom. And if it was, and you give him a meal on the eighth day. And the Niru Gimel Kochavim Beinunim, or Gimel Kochavim Tanim, Lemisha Inaboki Bekochavim Beinunim, Oskar Shulchan Aruch, Kulyam Haval Laila Gemura. But even though there's a book, he says Adayin who's man bein hashmashus, he says we don't listen. He's got a low mesh atab hashbon. So he says b'kitzer. Whenever you see the three stars, that's Laila. We should hear to lamar alikar pratim alol. But he says that but if you know says so the first paragraph left top. What but if you see Gimel Kochavim, so that's Vaday Laila. So is he saying like the? I mean, he's arguing, but is he basically saying like the Minchas Kohen? Right. That's what it seems from this paragraph, at least. That he's saying like the Minchas Kohen. Oh, so now, then there's a tshuva from the Arugas HaBoisim. The end of the tshuva got cut out, so during lunch I went to the sixth floor of the library to read the last three lines to make sure that I could get it right, because I noticed that it got cut out. So basically, what was the Shaila? Page 25. Yikroso Higianis. Simon Samach Vav. I didn't bracket it. On the right side. Simon Samach Vav. Yikroso Higianis. al derech sheilosu b'hayi nuka. You have a child, he's yolad v'shabbos kodesh, yud iyar. He was born on yud iyar. Ba'al lo yosh b'beiso. The husband was at home when he was born. Rak hanoshim. There were women there. Shayadayin v'viyish shot somuch olayla. He said, in other words, these women are claiming there was still like 15 minutes before Seitz HaKachavim when he was born. So that means he was born before Bein HaShmashos of Rabbeinu Tam. But it was a cloudy day. So should we have the bris on Shabbos? Because the women are saying that it was before 15 minutes. So before 15 minutes, before Tzeis HaKachavim, is Vadayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, maybe we should have it on Shabbos. Or maybe we should wait till Sunday. It was three quarters. It seemed to be that there was three quarters of a mil.
Yeah,
it left. So it wasn't in the Bein HaShmashos period. Kvar Kosov Maran Chasim Sofer, we saw that. Kabbalah Be Rav Zon, Ki Alocha Rav Achaz Bezeh Bli Shum Pikpuk. Kedas HaMogen Avram. I still didn't show you that Mogen Avram inside. But the Mogen Avram says, that's how you do it. How do you figure out? You went three stars, that's Laila. 15 minutes before that is Bein HaShmashos, and before that is Vadayom. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Allah Milchas Kohen, etc. Kaskom Zalir Rabbah. So he says, first word of Mula Shabbos, but if you hold that the Shia Mil is 22 minutes, So then it could be Bein HaShmashos is greater, 17 minutes. And the women are saying it was only 15 minutes. So then already maybe it was Bein HaShmashos. Im came on now, Havelela, no longer Bein HaShmashos, Veinu Nimo La Jorav. Jose Yadul Arbavir, Shanoshim Dikta, the Tzav said. But who says the women had an accurate time? This is what the women were saying. It doesn't mean that it was an exact thing. So he says, "I'm a kvar hala b'sefer beis hillel. The kasha lano ma'od l'shaya zeh mishum anu eno mevinim l'chaven ha'esav hazman shel tzitz chovin gimel gomel chaim tzorichim gam lachmer shalom l'shav shal yetzi ha'sovim milibo yimvada laylo vada yom." So he says, it's hard to know because first of all it's a cloudy day, and then he's going to write that here. And the women, it's not like the women were told to make sure to find out how many minutes were. They were hashara. They were thinking, maybe this is whatever. They weren't, it was Muslim the low Rabbi LA. It wasn't that they were told make sure to get the exact time. So his maskana, it's cut out here, but his maskana is that it's not enough of a vaday. Now, if we would know Vada, it was before the three quarters of a mil, then for sure the bris would have been on Shabbos. But since it was close, it was 15 minutes, and maybe 15 minutes is not enough, depending upon what a mil is, and it was a cloudy day. And the women were just saying it on recollection, not that they were told that they're supposed to check, and so their Hashara might be faulty also, so then he paskin to do the bris mil on Sunday. He passed to do the bris mila on Sunday. That's Aruga Sabosa. But you see, Klor, as the Sfeir Azmani Bavana points out, that it was no suffix that he was a Rabbeinu Tam person. And you have to realize the Minhag Rabbeinu Tam in Europe was what? It was the Michas Kohen's version. It was not the 72 minutes. Even though, as Rabbi Pelleke was telling me yesterday from Rabbi Marcus from the West Side Kollel, that in Vilna, and even in the Golds Klois, they kept 72 minutes. Shabbos. That's what a...
Shabbos.
Shabbos, yeah. Shabbos. There was... The Golds Psakim took hold, I think, after he passed away. You know.
No, they took from the time of the rock.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm saying the concept of like in Vilna, his influence wasn't the same as his influence was in Eretz Yisrael, where he never was, right?
The guy himself kept like a guy,
I don't know.
I thought he said this was the Gros in his book. They kept 70.
And he himself.
Himself, yeah. And the Ravar explained it.
Ravar and Salvation
explained it as Kosel Shabbos.
Yeah, you mean you can't hurt to just keep
it.
Well, he didn't want to be punished from the Tzibur. He wasn't the rabbi of the shtat.
Yeah, but I think it's the way to ran from there. And before all the
no, so I'm saying it could be the Milchas Kohen's version of Rabbeinu Tam.
And doing it, they
what?
It seems very unlikely to cut the Rabbeinu Tam and then stop.
No, if you hold the Rabbeinu Tam, only means that you have to see three stars. You could say that that's not... That was the Dalet Meal was... And I'll show you the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look now. This is what I started off, if you remember, with this Kasha like a week or so ago. What are the first thing I told you when we were starting Rabbeinu Tam? If I would be writing the Shulchan Aruch, and writing, what's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? Where would I put it? So it's the Reish Tam Chav. I wouldn't have put it there. I would put it where? Reish Tzadi Gimel. Because Reish Tzadi Gimel is the halachas of when Motzai Shabbos is. Reish Tam Chav is telling me, okay, when can I do Tosefa Shabbos?
Friday.
On Friday. Okay, but that's not as significant as saying when the Shabbos ends. Yeah, so it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, on page 26, it says Ma'akim b'tzvilas aris k'day losi mikol ha'kodesh b'halacha beitzarech lizar milasus melacha ad she yira'u shlosha kochovim k'tanim. He says you shouldn't do melacha till three kochovim. So, but he doesn't say anything about dalet meal. Doesn't say anything about Dalet Meal. So what do you do? So how do you learn Pshat? How do you learn Pshat? So you can say like the Dvar Shmuel, this someone else wrote this, not this, the same person wrote Reish Tam Chalav, wasn't this one who wrote Reish Tzadi Gimel. Could say like that. Right? That's according to Dvar Shmuel, that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't authored by the same person, only the Beis Yosef. You could, another approach is that it was Chozebo. Or you could say, so the Bir Halacha is going to say, you know what the answer is? Michas Kohen. Look at the Bir Halacha. Koshali, the Fima Shah Posak Machaber Lele Samachalev, Kishitas Ramayna Tam, Shkis Hamish Moshe Kovim, Kishir Hilach Avamilim, he came, him unrung to Chovim, Ani Yodim, Shadai Lo Nishlam, Hazman, Darba Milim. How can the Shulchan Aruch say in Reish Tzadi Gimel that three kochavim are good enough, but he never said that you need dalet meal? And what's the pshat? The pshat is maybe the three kochavim beinanim are not beinanim really, because harai you didn't see the dalet meal. So then maybe that indicates that that's not kochavim beinanim. But the Shulchan Aruch just says all you need is kochavim beinanim. But who said if you didn't have the dalet meal? Why he should stress that you need dalet meal? Ikar chasam in a sefer. Because if you don't have dalet meal, maybe that indicates that these kochavim are really not made in him. That these are kochavim gedolim. Why didn't the mechaber write that? He missed the most important point. Because of course they're going to be three kochavim, because they're kochavim that come out before the Zman Seis kochavim. Kochavim Yirin Beyo, Kochavim Gedolim.
But he doesn't tell me the important four points, and that you needed the dollar bill. And if you didn't have the dollar bill, you have to assume that that's Chochamim and not Chochamim Beis and Chochamim. And he doesn't say that. One second. The aim of the three ladies became Shadarom, Shosh, Chochamim, Elif, Mustafa, Mishra, Hashir. You can't say that once you have to be Chochamim, you can assume it was 72 minutes. But in a Hanami, if I'm yours, if Shalom is Shalom, in a Hanami, Zerah Lantin, Hashir Shalom, how to say that? Then he said, Shur Batsasi, the Sefer Milchas Kayeh, that people who have made a time became Shalom, Rome, Sima Chachom, Shur Eva Hakmet, Shalom, Mishlam, Hashir, Dabar Mimim. Clearly, the people who have called on Chopar, Nakhon, Shehir, as in Hikti, the only Shalom, Hakmet, here, Shur Batsasi, Dabar Mimim. Misha Shabihe, Isha,
he says that the answer.
He says that if you say that there's a man time to call them when there's a chemical problem, that you don't need a dollar bill.
So in other words, basically what the Bir Halacha is he's claiming that the Shulchan Aruch, the way to learn the Shulchan Aruch is to fit the Michas Kohen into the Shulchan Aruch. That's why Reish Tzadik Gimel, he doesn't explicitly write that you need Gimel, that you need Dalet Gimel.
Says that seems to write over the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Maybe that's what he's referring to. But Gitzer, he's saying that that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. Unless you want to say that it was Chosebo, the Shulchan Aruch, or different people wrote it. But in other words, if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, not only I would put it in Reish Tzadik Gimel, but I would write, if I hold on to the time, I would write, I have to have a dollar bill.
And if I was a Rabbi Hosen, I would say, dollar bill, you know, would be open. But he doesn't write any of this stuff. He doesn't write dollar bill.
And you can hold on to a bit of time, you can write that. Maybe you hold like the Milchus Kohen, it's great. But the Milchus Kohen seems to be like people have pointed out a good catch. To basically throw away the dollar bill of a bit of time, even though a bit of time never said that. I mean, he's claiming that that posture is going to be a bit of time.
Why does he talk about based on the other, that the life based on the, you know, on the three-quarter bill, and then the addition of three-quarter bill, so why is it not symmetrical?
Right.
But Aristotle, you don't see, what you're going to say, you see three stars that...
The only thing you'll see is the sun setting.
Right.
So he says, okay, that's the beginning of the time that you can be Moisiv Michol HaKodesh. And over here he's saying, and when the Shabbos is over, you see three Zohar, how Shabbos will end. And he doesn't say Dalet Bill. So there, you know, you might as well, you know, say that this is the Zman that you can be Moitzer. But he's thinking B'chiddush, that you can do Melacha even before Dalet Bill. But that's the Michas Kohen. He's claiming that that's Pshat the Shulchan Aruch.
We're assuming that the Mitzvah of this comes out before the Dalet.
He's saying the Shulchan Aruch never said you needed Dalet.
Yeah, but maybe this is a later time.
But he should have written that. He's saying no, because maybe
what time? How long is that?
Whenever you see it.
Yeah, astronomically, let the roll into the sea. You can't see it now.
So if I was Rabbi Yehuda, I would say you have to wait the hour meal, because I wouldn't be necessarily convinced like the Mechas Kohen. But Umaisa, it seems that that was, people never speak about this, enough about the Mechas Kohen. Because basically what the Mechas Kohen bucked the whole trend. He says you can keep doing Malacha after Shkia, but you don't have to keep 72. You got both. You have, well, we say you have the cake and eat it too. You have the latkes and eat them too. You know, you have. In other words, you don't have to keep the long Shabbos, but you still can be doing Malacha on. The Mishnah Berurah is, Chazon Hess pointed out, is very matzah on the Shkia for the Grom, but he's saying that the Pshat and the Mechaber is that all you need is Gimel Chachom, and you don't, and if it's before Balan Bil, so be it, because here Reish Shaila Gimel, he never mentions the requirement of Balan Bil. So it says, oh, so maybe that's what the Gemara Halacha is claiming, that the Shulchan Aruch is a Rabbeinu Tam, but not necessarily the original Rabbeinu Tam, but the Mishnah Kohen's time Rabbeinu Tam. What? No, I never said that. You said it, I never said it.
No,
that's why Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman Shlita. So, his shul, when they have early Shabbos, let me tell you a history again. He had the room, Rabbi Nosson Friedman had this minyan. Was Nosson Friedman? You ever heard of him? You have to know of Nosson Friedman. He was the tzaddik of the generation. He was a very big tzaddik. He lived here in Washington Heights. But he wasn't a man with a long beard and pace. You wouldn't think he was a big tzaddik. He was a very big tzaddik. He was the benefactor of Camp Moshe Rabbah, okay? And he's a man you can go to. He was a tzaddik, one of the tzaddikim of the generation. See, doesn't matter if, you know, even though I like having beards, but even if you didn't have a beard, you could still be the tzaddik of the one of the tzaddikim of the generation. So Nosson Friedman, so he had this minion for Friday. The old style 7 o'clock summer minyan. You know, the 7 o'clock minyan. And then people try to become more from. They say, oh, it's not too sastry. And then they basically put him out of business. And then he was not well, so he stopped coming to the minyan. And once he stopped coming to the minyan, the whole thing fell apart. But it was a good minyan. It was in the classroom, right? Room 101, the classroom, you know, that has the... I think Rabbi Kahn gives shiur there in that room. But that was where we had this minyan. So what are these so-called machmirs say? Oh no, that's the minyan. It's not good. We need to have a minyan that's not going to be tied to disaster. So then they have what, like a 6:15, minyan on Fridays in the summer. 6:15, 6:30, you know, early minyan. So this way it's before block. So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman points out that it could be that, but that's, you have to be a pure Bor person. But if you're a Beit Tam person, then you're davening Maariv too early. Right? It's not even plug. It's before plug mincha. So that's why what he does in his shul is basically like this. He takes Rabbeinu Tam, but not the 72-minute Rabbeinu Tam, but the...
16.1.
Not the 16.1.
Gimel Chachamim.
But the Gimel Chachamim, which I think he works, you know, more or less along the lines of 8.5. See, on that. And then... So 8.5 I told you 8.5, according to the Seder Zayin of Avona, fluctuates between 41 minutes and 51 minutes, depending upon the season. So basically the sum is 51. So then he'll take an hour and a quarter, so that's what? 75 minutes, and he'll do 75 minutes before what? Before 51. So that'll be like 20 minutes, right, before Shkia. And then, this way, the early Shabbos, he won't let people daven Maariv until it's at least Flav Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam. The Flav Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam, not the Rabbeinu Tam of the 72, because that's not going to be till like Shkia time. But if you take the other Rabbeinu Tam, the Mincha Tolu Rabbeinu Tam, right, which is like, say, 50 minutes, 51 minutes in the summer, and then you say you want to go 70 some minutes before that, give it a share of a Flav Mincha of an hour and a quarter, so that's 15 minutes, so 75 minutes, so basically it'll be like 20 minutes before Shkia, and it'll have the people daven Maariv. The early minyan will be 20 minutes before Shkia, and this way you'll fulfill Maariv at least according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But if you do the 6:30 minyan, so you're gonna 6:15 minyan, then you're gonna be davening Maariv before Plag Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam Likuy Alma. So at least according to him, you have a cheshbon of that.
What
is the special 20
minutes
before Shkia? How does that fit into Rebbeinu Tam? At least 20 Rebbeinu Tam should have. How does it fit in? 20
minutes before Shkia apply with Rebbeinu Tam.
Because
when
does
Rebbeinu
Tam, according to the Minchas Kohen?
51 minutes
of the Tam. And if you take is it Flag Mincha 75, say?
Right.
So of those 75, 51 were after Shkia.
Right.
And how many are before Shkia? 75 minus 51? 24. So the Mela, they'll have the early minion at least Davin Maariv within those 24 minutes. That'll be an early. It won't be the gross plot, because that's too early, because that's mutually exclusive of Rabbeinu Tam. But if you do this plot, at least you'll have you won't have to daven it so early, but at least you'll have not a tithing sasri, I'll leave the plot mincha of Rabbeinu Tam, assuming like the Michas Kohen says it's a problem of Rabbeinu Tam.
But the 75 minutes is based on
75 minutes is just an hour and a quarter.
Before
Tzeis. Right, and you're working with the Tzeis of...
72 minutes.
No, we're waiting with the Tzeis of...
50 minutes.
Of the 50 minutes, whatever that 50 minutes represents. Now we're saying that 50 minutes it represents maybe the Michas Kohen's Tzeis of Chachamim according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is where Moshe held.
Right.
So then you do 75 minutes before that, which is 24 minutes before Shkia,
okay.
And then you make sure that the early minyan at least will daven Maariv within 24 minutes before Shkia.
And they have mincha right before that, like more than 24 minutes.
Right, exactly.
They would be ahead of the Sashas to be rough.
Right.
So they have to take one or the other.
Right. But I guess
he felt it's more important because this sheet is the sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. And especially the Bir Halacha is like Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaz Kain.
Yeah, but that's
Shulchan
Aruch.
But if you do, you see the Kafalim are there, and the Kafalim are there, and that seems to be what the minute was in Europe. And that's what the Chassid Sofer says is the halacha. In this day and age, not everyone reads the Truvas Chassid Sofer the way they should. Because in the literature world, the Gemara became everything. The Chassid Sofer, they don't know as well from. And that's what happened. So it doesn't bother them that it's a bracha of Atala according to the other sheikhs. Because in the literature world, the Gra became end all, be all, within reason.
Isn't there a complete? Most people hold that on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it. That's also based on the Gra, because the Gra says that.
The Mishnah says a bracha, tefilas ha'erev ein lakeva. So it's a funny way of saying it. What does it mean, tefilas ha'erev ein lakeva? Tell me, what tefilas ha'erev is? Ein lakeva, no set time. So the Gemara says, you know what it means, ein lakeva? Whenever you can't daven mincha anymore, memela it's man ma'erev. So if you mekabel Shabbos, now you can't daven mincha anymore, memela it's man ma'erev. So therefore, once you mekabel Shabbos early, so now you can't have milk anymore. So milk is my marv, even if it's a tati disastri, a liba, the rabbana, doesn't matter. It's not a tati disastri. Because with mela, since you can't have milk, on mela, you can have marv. What? Yeah, I wrote the whole piece. I have a whole piece in the tractor, in the base seats for the record. No, that's a separate thing. I should write that up too. About a piece about Tardy Disaster. That's why I used to daven Rav Nosson Friedman at 7 o'clock. And with Rav Nosson Friedman, we probably also got in Rav Yaakov Hoffman's thing as well. Maybe. I used to speak to him. But once these people decide, oh, we're having the early thing, and that's the way to go, then they're exclusionary. They're only working with this one mahalach, and they couldn't care about the other mahalach. They couldn't care about Rabbeinu Tam and the Mechaz Kohen and the Chassid Sofer and the Arugas Aboysim. That's all out the window because the Gra is the only thing that they garish. I'm not taking away Chassid Shalom from the Gra, but depends how you view things. But that said, the literature world, that's how okay, that's this package. Okay, but that's what Michal Cohen's quote is the Bir Halacha, the Reish Society Gimel. Okay, we didn't get the package in vain, but as I said, tomorrow we'll... Now, Sunday, I don't know the story what's going to be Sunday, because I've got a wedding. And is there officially... Usually they give off. Officially no...
Why is it not here on Sunday?
They usually give off on Shabbos, Sunday of Hanukkah. So this, they usually give off. Okay, so we'll... Okay, Bezushem, tomorrow we'll start packaging Bezushem.